Dining room, living room, den, kitchen, utility, pantry, half bath, garage.
And upstairs?
Three bedrooms, two baths. Two baths.
Have you ever, you mentioned the living room. Have you ever heard anybody in this part of the country call it anything else?
Sitting room. The French term. I haven't heard anybody around here call it a boudoir, but I enjoy reading it sometimes. Yeah. Whether or not I have heard something said or I've read something, I don't know.
Have you ever heard anybody call it the parlor?
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, would you say that's a word that's more likely to be used by an older person, or
very much so?
What about sitting room?
Older person. Or I use it to delineate. We deliberately went with a chopped house, small rooms. Because the den has its function to me, and the living room has its function. I many times call it a sitting room because that's what you do in there. Whereas in the den, we have the TV.
Do you have a fireplace in the house that you're living in now?
No.
What about the one that you were born in?
Yes.
What do people call, that open area in front of the fireplace?
Hearth.
Ever heard that called anything besides that?
Nothing springs to mind.
Well, what about the big pieces of wood that people burn in the fireplace? What do they usually call that sort of thing?
Logs, wood, lumber. I don't know what you want me to say.
It's not that one year.
I have a feeling as groggy as I am today, you're probably going to have to ask me if I've heard it. I know you also need to go get what's on the top of my mind and then maybe probe to what lies underneath that I may have heard sometime.
Have you ever heard anybody say, backstick or backlog?
Yeah. Of course, that's a backlog.
Right.
In other words, a large log in the back that you build your fire against.
Well, what about the type of wood that you use to start the fire?
Kindling.
The kindling. What about other words for that?
Shavings, kindling, twigs, tinder, I guess. I don't know.
Have you ever heard anybody around here ever refer to it as lightwood or something like fat lightered?
No.
Yeah. What about pine knots or fat pine?
I've heard of pine knots, knot holes, and that sort of stuff, but not fat pine.
I see. Well, the things that the backlogs are placed on inside the fireplace, what do people call those?
Written 100 ads for
them. Whatever they are.
Thingamajig, those iron thingamajigs you lay the log on. That was the only house we ever had. Was this first house that I remember that we only stayed in, I guess till I was about six, about 2 to 6, somewhere in there. It was the only house we ever had that had a fireplace. So I'm not that very familiar. My primary memory of the fireplace was early spring. We were sitting down to the first strawberry shortcake of the year. I remember that distinctly. And just as Mother had placed the strawberry shortcake on the table, a flock of chimney swallows swooped into the room.
Great.
And
that's what you needed.
I remember they bundled me back in my bedroom, they tell me that I guess I partially remember either from being told or I actually remember, getting behind the bed and covering the door with my cat pistols.
Moving forward.
Yeah.
That's funny. Were you thinking of andirons?
Yeah, that's I have heard them called that. Yes.
What about fire dogs?
Or never dogs? Heard that.
You know, some houses having a fireplace have a place right above it where you might place a framed picture or something.
Mantle.
Heard people call it the mantle board.
I wouldn't be surprised. I know what that means. Many of colloquialisms are more specific, you know. Or than what, you know, normal terms.